Next, we're going to go through the steps of the muscle contraction itself once it's been stimulated by a motor neuron. And now you're going to want to focus your attention on a couple of pictures. One, again, is that summary table 9-1 in your textbook. But another one that's very important is figure 9-10, the contraction cycle. And I want you to really focus on that picture. The contraction cycle. A lot of times when people see diagrams like this, their attention immediately goes a little fuzzy. But you really need to focus on this and look at it. Look at step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5. Notice that it's kind of making an odd shape around the two pages. It's not going in an order that you would necessarily think it would. So be sure to follow the arrows. And as you're looking at this and listening to the steps that I'm going to outline, hopefully you'll get a sense of how a contraction takes place within a muscle. So the first thing that's going to have to happen is, of course, the action potential arrives at the synaptic knob. So the action potential, again, is a nerve impulse. It's a little, you can think of it as being like a little jolt of electricity, and it's going to travel along the motor neuron, and eventually it will arrive at the synaptic knob, which is right, very close, right across the synaptic cleft from the muscle itself. Step 2, once that action potential has arrived at the synaptic knob, acetylcholine is going to be released into the synapse. And it does this by exocytosis of some vesicles that are in the synaptic knob that contain acetylcholine. So in effect, once that action potential gets to the synaptic knob, it's going to cause those vesicles to basically dump the neurotransmitter acetylcholine into the synaptic cleft. And once it's in the cleft, it will move across the cleft, and then we have step 3. The acetylcholine is going to bind to receptors on the motor end plate, which, of course, is located on the surface of the muscle, on its membrane, the sarcolemma. And once the acetylcholine binds to the receptors in the motor end plate, it is going to open up sodium channels. And we'll talk more about this when we talk about how nerves work. But just suffice it to say that it's going to open up sodium channels, little pores that are going to in the membrane of the muscle, the sarcolemma, and it's going to allow sodium ions to just flood right into that muscle. And the flooding of sodium into the muscle is going to generate a graded potential. And that leads us to step 4. Once a graded potential, if the graded potential gets strong enough, it's going to lead to a brand new action potential or a new buzz of electricity. But this time, it's going to be produced in the sarcolemma. So instead of being in the motor neuron, now that action potential is going to exist in the sarcolemma or the outer membrane of the muscle itself, the muscle cell itself. Okay. Number 5, that action potential is going to kind of buzz around on the surface of the muscle in the sarcolemma, but then it's going to move down the T-tubules and it will go to the sarcoplasmic reticulum. So it's going to basically that action potential is not going to stay on the surface of the muscle cell. It's going to go internal, deep into the muscle itself, by way of the T-tubules.